ಅಭೋಗುಪ್ತಮಾಂಗ ಶೀಘ್ರ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತ್ ಪದಾಂಶಾತ್ಮ ಸ್ವಪ್ನೇ ಕಿಂ ಸಕ್ಷು ಮುಖೀತೇ ಚರಣಂಬು ಜಾತ ರಾಜತ್ಪರಾಗ ಪಟವಾಸ ವಿಭೂಷಣೇಂದ್ರ ಶೋಭಾಂ ಪರಾಮತಿ ತರಾಂ ಅಹೋ ಉತ್ತಮಾಂಗಂ ತೀರ್ಥ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಕದಾ ಮಮ ಸಾರ್ಥ ನಾಮ ಅಹೋ ಸುಮುಖಿ ದಾಸ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ is praying in the Lotus Feet of Srimati Narayana. Here Ratnati Goswami is praying. It means in Sarthak Bhav he is praying, not Sarthak. But sometimes Siddha Bhav
comes down.
Comes down in his heart. So there are three stages. One stage we are talking and thinking something that is called bahya. Bahya means
external consciousness.
External
consciousness.
Consciousness. And the second is opposite, quite opposite, internal consciousness. At that time, all the experience and everything, the senses can stops. And only internal things comes out. This is
antardasa.
Antardasa. And in the middle up to neither outer full, neither inner full. It is called antarbahya dasa. The sadhak who are in uttam stage, they can fill trees like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he is in inner sense, he is seeing that I am playing with Radha and Krishna. So many internal pastimes, and he is taking part in that. He sees that I am serving Radha and Krishna, and Krishna is loving me. But he is telling that, oh, why you called me? I was playing with Krishna there, and I was solely taking part in their vilas, planning, doing so many things.
He's fanning Radha and Krishna.
And when they began to do kirtan, the cold madanga so many, Sabdamodara Ramananda, all got 100%. They began to loudly do kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once above and began to cry. Middle stage, and telling that why you were. I was there in Vrindavan playing with Radha Krishna and serving there so sweetly, and you called me, and he began to weep so bitterly. He was in half sense and not half sense, in between. This is antarbhaya. And after that, after 2, 3, 4 hours, he became in full sense. how he is. Then he is telling that I was seeing that and someone called me and I was that time. What I was doing? And at that time crying or weeping, yeah, or rolling down on her. What madness I did? Then they were telling that no, nothing. He said in this external
consciousness.
So, a sadhak like Raghunath Das Goswami of Raghunath Gopal, who is so much in upper state, sometimes he can see, go in internal pastimes. Sometimes he will pick up body again. And sometimes he will realize it in half consciousness. When he is in outer sense, he is praying this, weeping, as if something has been lost. Not something, but everything has been lost. So now he is telling, Bosumaki, Sumuki, in outer senses, weeping, because he has told. Latami Patte. यदुनंदन जतेश प्रिय यदुनंदन उन्नत प्रभाव स्वयं अतुल कृपामित अभिषेक कौन सा एनीवे ही हैज टोल्ड दैट आई एम फीलिंग दिस separation so much. I cannot save my life. I will die at once. So much separation load, so much heart, taap.
Fire of separation.
I cannot bear it. So I am crying. And my bad crying is Vilap Pushmanjali. Vilap means?
Lamentation.
And
Pushmanjali.
Bunch of flowers.
So, this quality, this he is praying to Srimati Radhika. Denotes the virataap of Raghunath Das Goswami, which he feels in inner state, antar avastha, and arthabhajya avastha. He is weeping for that thing. And in Bahia, he is telling that I was doing so. So he is telling, O Smukhi, your love to me, your kripa,
mercy,
is so high, so good love.
Rare.
Rare, so rare. that Brahma Shankar. They cannot have this. Even Narad and the Guru of Narad,
Brahma,
Sanat Sanandam Sanat Kumar, they cannot have this mercy of Srimati Radha. What to tell them?
You were so.
But it is very rare to have the mercy of Srimati Radhika. We should know who is she. Who is she? Ya Brahma Rudra Sukha Narada Krishna Mukhai Aralakshito Nasasa Purusha Sasya Sadhya Basi Karana Churna Mananta Saktim Tam Radhika Charana Redum Anusmana. He's telling, मैंने अंग्रेजी सुन ली, इसके अंग्रेजी में बोले। जब ब्रह्मा, रुद्र, रुद्रनाने शंकर, भीष्म, नारद, they're so developed ज्ञानी, and they're like आत्मकाम and आत्माराम, all. They can rarely can have the darshan of Krishna, not of Radha. In Ras Lila they came and they saw only Krishna dancing and singing, but not with gopis. But their wives, they saw and became
Thank you.
So he are telling that if anyone will worship you, Srimati Radhika, only a little spark of his mercy anyone will have, then Krishna will give him solely to that. Understand? Radhika ke charan
ki thodi si bhi jhalak kisi ko mil
gayi. Jhalak nahi, uske charan ki dhooli. If anyone had the very particle dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and if Krishna knew that this fact, then Krishna wholly and solely will give himself to that devotee. Only now. Krishna, by when he was uttering this shloka, he at once went in deep mood. And he saw that Radha and Krishna are there. This pastime is of before.
He's remembering something.
That Krishna serves Srimati Radhika. Not only serves, but he serves the lotus feet of Radhika. He went in deep, moved and saw. Or he remembered that Srimati Radhika has given her whole heart in the lotus feet of Krishna. Pran koti ke dvara nirmanchan kar rahe. Radhika ji ne apne hriday ko lekar Srimati Radhika pran koti, not only one pran, but koti koti pran.
Pran means thousands of lives.
Crores of lives. By that thing, she is worshipping, taking arati of Krishna, lotus feet, this
toenails,
this what is
toes,
and not this, but last this Chandra Nakha, not Nakhachandra, Nakhachandra Shubha.
The light of his coming from his toenail.
Krishna is taking arti of Radha, is taking arti by his koti koti pran, like arti, deep. To whom he is taking arti? Not of Krishna, a part of Krishna, that is feet, not feet, but a part of feet, that is his own finger, not that, only one finger, and in finger, not whole finger, but only Nakh Chandrika, and not whole Chandrika. This last, not last, but only Nakh Chandra Abha, Jyoti. And Krishna Shah, this scene, he melted, his heart melted. What to do? I will have to repay for this. Otherwise, I will be ruined.
Indeed.
So, he wanted to repay something for this. What he did? He was selecting a suitable time to repay. One day, he got that occasion, that fortune, to serve Sri. In Nishantalila,
early morning, past times.
They were both sleeping. Gopis are dipping from
the vines. Lattice network.
Kunja. They were keeping. At last, a kukut, you know? Tamrachur. Hen. Tamrachur. Tamrachur kis liye kahte hain?
Rooster.
Rooster.
They wake you up in the morning.
Yes.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
In morning, they stand on their two hoods, feet, and punk like this, and cook, like a ved uchara, first of drip loop. Say, spoke so loudly, sang so loudly. Then Radha and Krishna were, the sleep was
broken,
but not leaving each other. They were in a rush. Sometimes eyes closing and sometimes
open.
Again, sitting loudly. And at last, when a sound came from sea monkey, kakkar, jatila arahi, but they became at once. And they sat on the
bed.
In the meantime, she again stopped. Monkey stopped. They said the monkey has died. They should die and go to hell. And she should cry there, not here. And then she said that she has gone to hell and she will cry there, not here. She will not disturb. So they became again nishchinta.
Without anxiety.
Without anxiety. Srimati Radhika told that, what you have done? You have upset my whole things. If Lalita Vishakha will come and see, then they will
laugh, joke.
Laugh and joke me. So please do it at once. Krishna began to, why you are becoming so late, doing late? At once you should. Otherwise you will have to be punished by Kamdev. You have called Devata. Devata means?
The gods, demigods.
Demigods. And he came. And you worshipped. And you leave everything there, outside. You have brought him from Mandir. And you have on throne here you have kept. And you have did archan and pujan and everything arti. Now you should keep after this puja. There in Mandir and throw all the things from here. No shine should be remaining. Understand? So, otherwise you will have you to blame and you will be punished by that. Devata. Oh yes, you are telling right. So he began. He saw and at once this Tulsi Manjari. Rukmanjari and all the very
near and dear.
Near and dear came. Jarahin. Near and dear, they came with
plates.
Plates in their hands. What painting?
Brush.
With brush, kumkum, chandan, kasturi and all colors. Gulab jal, water,
rose water
and everything. And Krishna make prepared them. Though he was new, but he had very chitrakar, good chitrakar.
Artist,
good artist. But he was quite new. He did
combed her hair.
He made some
tilak marks.
Tilak. Did so many things. Srimati told that you are not a very good kalar
artist.
You should do it from bottom to top, not top to bottom. You should do from. So you have washed my these things, but
leg.
You should keep. First do it. Krishna took and began to
paint.
But his hands were trembling because so many cow boots came. So Radhika told to Tulsi Manjari this. Tulsi Manjari and all Manjaris were laughing. And Srimati was seeing. She told to this Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari that you should do, this new one cannot do. He's quite new.
Neophyte.
So you should. So she came and took forcibly the pot and he did like so.
Pushing Krishna by his arms.
Krishna. And Krishna was seeing this scene and gave that. She took forcibly. And but she was laughing. So Srimati saw that why you are laughing? You should do. So he gave his sword to Manjari, which Krishna was taking, painting at the time of painting, was having
his head
sometimes. And that painting uh, was mixed with the kumkum in the heart of Krishna, and that kumkum came from Srimati Radhika. And this kumkum, this was mixed with that, and that was kept in the heart. So here became red is something?
Stem.
Like a stem. And that she, when she spoke to Manjari, the same bead there, then also some radish came on the head of this
Manjari.
At once, when she began to see by mirror, at once he came in sense, and he was loudly
crying.
It is very rare for Krishna and all, apart from tell others, Brahma, Sukha, Narada, to have this thing. And at that time I got here these relics of Srimati Radhika. Now he is lamenting and remembering, O Sumakhi, O Sundari, beautiful lady, which has attracted Krishna to serve her feet. What can I tell about you? How beautiful you are. So, I am praying that what to tell in Sakshat.
Directly.
In Swapna.
Dream.
In dream, I want that in dream too. And if I will have occasion to have the that restless thing from your feet here, then my head will be Uttamanga.
The highest part of my body.
So it is Uttamanga, but not only being Uttamanga. It will be Uttamanga if Srimati Radhika will give her feet on the head of my head, giving some collar of her food. Then it will be Uttama. And it will be then Sarthak. Sarthak means meaningful. So, O Sumukhi, Te Charanam Bhujam. Now he has stopped that thing as he was seeing in inner. Antar. And he has come in half and then he has come in fire. And now he is repenting and lamenting and rolling on the bank of Radha Gungan Devi. O Sumakhi, Swapne Api. What to tell about
Shakshat
directly? Even I want that in Swapne, you can keep your head, your lotus feet on my head, and this laksha will come on my head. Raja charanambu jato, your lotus feet, Raja mane paraga patavas. Parag means
the dust particles.
Dust particles of lotus.
Is parag.
So his lotus feet, feet is lotus. And parag means that thing. Parag. Vibhushanena. It will be my
decoration.
Sobha. And it will be so much
fortunate.
Beautiful. Param ati. Ati param. Extremely. Oh. Having this ornament, that is parag, I will think that my head is now sattva.
Meaningful.
And it will be uttama. Otherwise, it is not.
You said that her foot lac was mixed with the kumkum from her breasts that went on Krishna's heart, chest? And then how did it get back to her feet? You said the lac, the red lac.
He was remembering that thing. That once Krishna was in his night, last night, he was sick. And Krishna wanted to repay. And so, by the prayer of Srimati Radhika, he was doing everything in setup. Now he was told to make this, and he was making the kumkum with the breast of Srimati Radhika was in the breast of Krishna. And now when he was painting, Krishna was keeping here sometimes. So that parag, that thing mixed with this became more deep. So it came out on the head of Krishna. So now he is praying that I will have this thing in even in Swapna, then my head will be sharp. What they see, they remember, and they pray for that. If, as if, sometimes Vishnu Priya,
Lord Chaitanya's wife,
makes very good preparation and gives it to Ma, Sachi. And Satyama thinks that Krishna should come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my son should come. And he comes and tastes and goes away. He thinks that, oh, he has come, I have seen, but actually he has not come. He is in Puri. How from a far distance he will come and will return here? So I see it in dream or in
dreams.
Always he thinks like this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him by Damodar Pandit that really I am. So she should not think like this. So Chaitanya, I think that when he was demanding this, this past time actually was seen by him. And also he has got this. And now he is praying and weeping and rolling on the bank of the river. That is not for a sadhara.
God in our body.
Also in the painting, I'm painting her clothes, her skirt and her veil. So we don't think that we're doing it now, but we pray Dilap Kusmanjali. So does one manjari sometimes dress another manjari? Do service for another manjari that way?
Maybe, not maybe. To cheat, they can be dressed like another.
I mean, like, say it's a dark moon.
Sometimes, Rup Manjari becomes Padma or Shabda. And cheating, again she becomes Shabda. They are very expert. Especially Chitra is so expert in cheating.
But I mean, say, would some manjari dress Rupa Manjari, put on Rupa Manjari's clothes on Rupa Manjari, like the Manjaris dress Radharani. They decorate Radharani. And sometimes Radharani decorates the Manjari. But do we find that one Manjari decorates another Manjari?
It also may be. There is nothing that will not happen. Everything. Sometimes Krishna may decorate them.
The Manjari.
Now I will take myself.